Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for September 9th, 2016. I'm Adam Paulus. It's video games. And we don't sell a lot of them, but I'd like to talk about it. Particularly this day in history, it's 9/9/16, but on 9/9/99, they introduced the Sega Dreamcast, which is the last new piece of Sega hardware to be released. It was a follow-up to the Saturn, which was a follow-up to the hugely successful Genesis and its 32X and Sega CD add-ons, which were also available. The Dreamcast was a really great next-gen system. It had four ports on the front for controllers, and it had some pretty good launch games, including Soul Calibur. Crazy Taxi would come out later. There were some good RPGs. It also had a severe problem with game piracy a couple of years later, which either helped or hurt it, depending on how you want to look at it. But the video game press declared it more or less dead on arrival, thanks to the imminent PlayStation 2 release back then. Because that was a huge deal. I don't know particularly why it was such a maligned piece of hardware. I picked one up on launch day, and I bought quite a few games for it. It's pretty good. It's a lot of fun. I gotta hook it up again and play it, actually. I've been itching to play it for a while. But, yeah, 17 years, man. I'm old. In the news this week, what else did we have? Nintendo broke the internet, as it were, by announcing Mario as its first iPhone game. Pokemon was technically developed by somebody else, but they're going to start bringing Mario and other characters to your phones in the future. AM2R was released a while ago. Nintendo did slap it with a cease and desist and shut it down. You might still be able to find it for download somewhere. AM2R is another Metroid 2 remake. What they did was, I would say, reimagine Metroid 2 Return of Samus from the Game Boy, the original 1989 Game Boy, as a fairly advanced 16-bit era game. There's sprite scaling, there's color, there are little trails that follow you around, which wouldn't have been on the Super NES, but it's really good. And were you able to find it somewhere, I'd recommend downloading it. As of now, and probably forever, it's only playable on Windows-compatible systems. It's not perfect. You might see a couple of parts where it stutters a tiny bit, but the control's very tight, and I would say it's on par with playing a game on a console that might have a tiny bit of slight sprite slowdown here and there. So if you have the means, give it a shot. I'm part of the way through it. I just found the third phase of Metroid playing through it last night, and the thing just spanked me. It was tough. I mean, it's hard to really remember how hard that game was in spots, and Metroid hunting is very difficult, but it's there, and you should try it. In game download news, PlayStation 4 released a ton this week. I'm going to keep it short and just say some of them include Bullet Ballet, Star Trek Online, Skyforce Anniversary, and many others. The PlayStation 3 added Skyforce Anniversary, The Legend of Heroes, Trials of Cold Steel 2, Trails of Cold Steel 2, and the Vita had the exact same games. Xbox One added a bunch as well. Star Trek Online, Duke Nukem 3D, 20th Anniversary World Tour, Claire Extended Cut, Awesome Knots Assemble, and others. The Wii U added Rorim, Spherezor, Tetraminos, Touch Selections, The Gem Collector, and the Wii game Mario Strikers Charged, which I've never played myself, but I've heard very good things about it. So I'm curious to hear what you think about that. Or I would be if we took calls, which we don't do. Maybe we should. I don't know. The 3DS added Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, Spirit of Justice, Futuridium EP Deluxe, and, oh yeah, and if you have a new 3DS, this is a good week for you. It's a great week for you, because Super Castlevania IV got ported to it. If you haven't played Super Castlevania IV, maybe you're young. But in 1991, when the Super Nintendo came out, there were a few games that were, well, frankly, there were a few games. ActRaiser, Gradius III, F-Zero, Super Mario World. One of the ones that came out pretty close to launch was Super Castlevania IV, which is, at the time, one of the most atmospheric games ever made. You could swing your whip, you could hang from stuff like Indiana Jones and swing across on gargoyles. The sprite scaling, the monsters, everything about it was just super cool. It has one of the greatest video game soundtracks of all time. It's gorgeous. It looks beautiful if you like sprite games. And it's kind of funny because there's so many games like this on console launches where they have a really just stunning launch, with wonderful, beautiful games. And you might still have some good ones later, but some of the stuff on day one, like the Dreamcast, were just incredible. Soul Calibur was on sale for $34.99 at Target the week that system came out. And that's a $50 game. It should have been $60. It was really good. Why did Namco mark it down? I don't know. Similarly, Super Castlevania IV was marked down pretty cheap in the first, I don't want to say 2 years it came out. And you can just download it now for peanuts. And it's a great game. It really is. So I'm amazed it didn't make you wait for Halloween. If you have a new 3DS, get Super Castlevania IV. Seriously, what's wrong with you? Get it. On sale at Entertainment Earth. The Monogram sale is here. Buy one, get one 40% off on hundreds of items from Batman, Harry Potter, Deadpool, Disney, and so much more. There's Marvel, there's DC. Over 400 items qualify. We've got pins, we've got jars, we've got magnets, we've got mugs, keychains. So many keychains, and they're really cool. Minifigures, too. You may have seen Monogram items at your local store, but if you haven't, now you know what you're looking at. Come to our site, check us out. Great gift items, stocking stuffers. If you want to really spoil your trick-or-treaters this year, you can get them some keychains. I wouldn't spend that much on them, but I don't like the neighborhood kids that much, so check us out. The sale ends Tuesday night. New arrivals this week include the Mega Man Buster keychain. Pre-orders include the Monster Hunter Evil God Awakening Zingor Tamashii Mix Monster SH Figure Arts Action Figure. Easy for you to say. The Warcraft Distressed Silver Warcraft logo collectible pin. We have some other Warcraft pins as well. And the Minecraft card game. I think we received a few units and those already went out the door. So if you want some, pre-order for our next shipment. We'll send you some. We're cool like that. And we've added a bunch of other items to our website and we're adding more every day. It is hard to keep track because we have so many things. We have a lot of things up there. So thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I hope you have a marvelous weekend. I will see you next time. And I will probably be playing a lot more AM2R this weekend, because, man, that's fun.